Alive from the dead means free from the realm of the spirit of death.
当你讲说你活过来，意思是说你从罪跟死的律里面是活过来。
Paul is saying, see yourself different when you come before God.
所以保罗这边说，当你到神面前来的时候，你要用不同的方式来看你自己。
We are so accustomed to seeing ourselves in bondage that it's hard to see ourselves different.
所以我们那么习惯看我们自己是在好像在捆绑当中的人，所以我们很难用新的眼光看。
And many people present themselves to God in they're more conscious of their sin than their opportunity to walk free of it.
所以当很多人到神面前的时候，他比较多注意到就是他自己在罪里面，却没有看到他可以有机会从这个当中出来。
Okay, that was fun.
刚这段很精彩哦。
Let's go just a couple more moments.
我们还有一些时间。
Roman numeral 4.
我们看第四大段。
Let's go to paragraph B.
我们看 B 这一点。
Galatians 5,
加拉太书第五章
verse 18 to
22 and 23.
If you are led by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit or the result of the Spirit, the result of the Spirit living in you is love, joy, peace, patience, etc.
就是仁爱喜乐和平等等。
So, as I said last night,
就像我昨天晚上所说的
that when we feel anger,
当我们愤怒的时候
we repent of anger, yes,
我们的确是要来说哦，我为这个悔改。
But the first thing that we do,
但是第一件我们要做的
is we turn our attention inward to the Holy Spirit,
就是我们把我们的注意力就是转到住在我们里面的这位圣灵。
We don't ask the Holy Spirit for patience, we thank Him for the patience that He already possesses.
我们不是好像说要求圣灵释放出那个忍耐，乃是谢谢他在他里面已经有的这个忍耐。
So we say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for patience.
所以我们说圣灵啊，我们谢谢你给我们那个忍耐。
If you have never done this,
如果你从来没这样做过
I think it will surprise you how powerful the Holy Spirit is.
我相信当你去做的时候，你会很惊讶于圣灵是那么样的有能力。
That when you turn your mind to that Shekinah glory that lives in your spirit,
所以当你把你的心思转到住在里面那个神的荣耀。
When you're in a situation where there's conflict,
所以当你的环境当中有冲突的时候
you don't say any of it out loud.
你不需要把这样从外面这样大声的说出来。
You could make the person more angry if you did that.
你可能会让别人更加的愤怒。
But you just turn your attention to the Shekinah glory, the Holy Spirit living in you.
你就把你的心思转回住在你里面那个神的荣耀，就是圣灵。
And you say thank you for your patience.
你说圣灵，我为